Alice Stockton Rossini, still in Yonkers. Oh. Hey, Alice, real power problems where you are.
Yeah, well, you know what? All I did was go up the hill from the Yonkers station to the Greystone station, and that's where I found a tree on top of a minivan, lots of downed wires and power outages. I talked to Marcia.
There are a lot of downed trees. I know up in Odell, down the block at the light, they have no power because last night when I was commuting, it was completely dark. So they don't have any light like a block away from here. All storm related, yeah.
Did they respond quickly enough for you?
I don't think so. I think they're very delayed in their responses. It may be, you know, overwhelming for the power company to tend to all of these folks who don't have power, but they knew the storm was coming, so they need to be better prepared.
Alice, I have to remind some of our listeners, because many of our listeners are in the city, and they just have no idea what really happened in New Jersey and in Westchester. It looks like, I'm telling you, the trees and power lines down, it really does look like a war zone.
It does. It does. Mark's really going through a tough time.
Yeah, I live in Edgemont. We have no power there, and there's several blocks without power.
What's the power company telling you?
Very little, just assessing the condition, and no ETA as to when the power is going to go back on.
None. So what are you doing?
Sleeping in a cold house and going to a hotel last night.
Are you upset with the power companies?
No, there's seems to be a lot of problems. So in this kind of condition, I'm having patience for now.
It's fair. I there's so much damage. I don't know how you can blame the power company for all this.
So you disagree with the elected officials who are piling on the power company officials?
They can pile on, but how
Latimer
are you going to protect
Governor Murphy?
How are you going to protect all these lines and trees from going down?
I don't think you can, but they might have been a little better prepared.
Well,
you know, when we were talking to somebody, said, well, we're mobilizing now. Shouldn't you have mobilized before the storm?
Well, we got a call from Connecticut the other day where they were mobilizing. They saw trucks from as far away as Mississippi, Alice.
Yeah, coming in.
Yeah. Well, that's what I found. Listen to Cheryl here.
Well, they keep saying they're calling, but they've been out. They've had a crew in, I know, from Connecticut that has been working on things. So hopefully they have everything up and running soon.
Do you think that they should suffer consequences?
I don't think so. I really think they're trying. And they've called in crews from Connecticut and from all over the place. And I really think they know we're hurting and we're trying.
Cheryl is the definition of level-headed.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. These people that have been without power for so long, they're being so nice. But we'll see how long that lasts. Eric's upset about the elevator here at the Greystone station.
Turn off the elevator, and they don't turn it back on. People in wheelchairs can't get across.
Why do they turn the elevator off?
Well, you have to ask them.
Do they do this all the time?
Whenever there's a snowstorm, but it hasn't been turned back on.
Are you satisfied with the storm response?
That's very bad.
That's very bad.
They should fix that.
Turn on the elevator at the Greystone station.
Correct.
There you go.
There's the message of the day.
Our public service announcement for Eric at the Greystone station.
All right, Alice.
I guess they have to turn the elevators off when there's a big storm in case the power goes out and you get stuck on it. But we can turn it back on now, I think.
Yep.
All right.
Don't take the stairs.
Alice, thanks, pal. Have a great weekend.
Have fun, Alice.